This is my tribe.
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 What's up? Welcome to the Tribe Night Messages podcast. Tribe Night is for students who are curious about faith and eager to discover how a relationship with Jesus could change their lives, their schools, and the heartland.
For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at cstone.students or text tribe to 94,000. Hope you enjoy the message.
Good to know.
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 What is up? We are in the middle of this series that we're calling Good to Know. This is a series where we're going to give you some truth about stuff that maybe you don't want to talk about, and we're still in the midst of this. And what is this stuff? Well, we're talking about sex in this series. And we think that here at Tribe, we think that discovering God's best for us when it comes to something like sex is really good for us to know. It's good for us to talk about. And as we jump in tonight, I want to know, between all of you guys in this room, guys and girls in this room, how many of you have kept any kind of secret before? Just raise your hand if you've ever kept a secret before. Cool. Just look around the room for a second. Keep your hands raised, if you will. You don't have to tell anybody your secret, so it's nothing weird. But pretty much, you can go ahead and put them down. Every one of you, almost every single person in here, has kept a secret of some kind, right? And if you didn't raise your hand, maybe not all of you who didn't raise your hand, but if you did not raise your hand, maybe you were keeping a secret right then and there. See, I know that me, myself, I have kept secrets before in my life. I've kept plenty of secrets growing up. And it happened to me, one of my biggest secrets that I had ever kept is whenever I was in my very first semester of college. And some of you might have heard about Wren Lake College. Some of you may be planning on attending there, or you may not, whatever, but you may have heard of Wren Lake College before. And this is where I attended my first two and a half, whatever. We'll just pretend I didn't go for longer than you're supposed to Wren Lake. And I had scored high enough on my state testing that I got the entire time that I was there paid for. They were going to pay for my tuition. All I had to do was pay for my books. And I was super proud of this. It was helpful. I was proud of myself for scoring high enough on the testing to be able to get it. Except there was one rule that you had to follow in order to keep this scholarship, basically, that they were giving you. And it was that I had to keep my GPA above a 3.0, which didn't seem too hard for me at the time. In all of my years of school, of going to school, of high school, I had always had a high enough GPA to be able to do that. It never really even dipped below a 3.5. But my first semester at Wren Lake, I had this online class. And this was before COVID and all this stuff where you automatically took a lot of online classes and that was super normal. I took this online class and I had completely, and I mean completely, forgotten that I had signed up for it. I mean completely forgotten. For the entire first half of that semester, I did not do one single assignment. I did not sign into the online portal even one time. And I didn't even think about this class, not once. Like, I completely forgot this class existed, and it wasn't until I looked at my midterm grades and I saw that I was failing a class. And I was like, no way. I've been doing great this semester. There's no way. What class is, oh, no. Oh, no. This was an online class, and I was like, oh, my goodness. I literally have done nothing in this class. And by then, it was too late. I'd done all the work. Or I tried to do all the work for the rest of the semester. I sent emails to the professor that was like, hey, please let me remake some stuff. Let me redo this. Let me do anything I can to get a redo in this class. But I ended up failing the class and my GPA crashed, absolutely plummeted because I failed this class. And I ended up losing that scholarship for the following semester until I could get my GPA back up, which meant I had to go the entire next semester paying for it when I did not expect to. But I didn't want anyone to know that I did that. That was embarrassing. I was scared. I didn't even tell my parents that I had done it. So I kept it from them. I lied to them about what classes I was taking. I dropped classes behind their back. I lied to them about bills that came in the mail. I said, they must be a mistake. I'll talk to them this week and make sure that we get this all sorted out. I put myself on a payment plan and was paying out of pocket for it with my Domino's money and maybe some money from my girlfriend every once in a while as well. See, I was so stressed out. So stressed out. So on edge. I was so guilty that entire semester. I was holding this huge secret so close and trying to navigate it on my own outside of Shelby. It was so difficult. Eventually, my parents found out because that's what parents do. They're like Sherlock Holmes. They figure everything out eventually. And the lies and the secrets that I had kept from them for so long had hurt them deeply. You know, that's enough about my shortcomings and my secrets. I'm not going to talk anymore about that. But why are we talking about secrets in this series about sex? Well, for a lot of us, our thoughts, our feelings, and our behaviors when it comes to this area of our lives is something that we would rather just keep secret. For whatever reason, it's the stuff that we don't want other people to find out about. See, some of the secrets that we keep in this part of our lives have to do with pornography or crossing boundaries with a significant other, with thoughts or with even just questions that we have. Now, maybe some of you are thinking, man, I'm way too young to be talking about this. Why are you even bringing this up? Like, you don't even understand why anyone would even consider looking at something like pornography or having sex or even thinking about that. Or maybe you're someone who has heard friends or teammates or older siblings talk about sex. And if you're being honest, you're kind of curious about what it's all about. Or maybe you're someone who has looked at pornography for yourself. You've crossed boundaries with your significant other, or you've had thoughts about sex that you're not proud of. Maybe it's a habit that you're struggling to stop. Or it's a habit that you don't really see as a problem. See, one of the biggest problems with all of this keeping secrets is that it can really, really, really destroy us from the inside out. Maybe you're thinking, if I just do it in secret, does what we look at when no one else is watching, does it really matter if no one else knows? So here's the thing. Even the things that we do in secret can affect the rest of our lives and the rest of our relationships. Our relationship with God, our relationship with others, now and in the future, and our relationship with ourselves. Every single one of those can eventually be impacted by secrets that we have. It can cause us to lie to other people, to be deceitful, to hide what we're doing, and to think things that we see online are okay to do in real life. And I don't know about you, but that's not something that I want for myself. And it's absolutely not something that I want for you all. But there is good news. See, what happens in secret does not have to stay a secret. That may not sound like good news to you, but just stick with me. See, there was this guy named John. He was one of Jesus' closest followers. He was what some consider to be his very best friend. And John wrote down some wisdom based on what he had learned and knew to be true about God from his experience with Jesus and from his life of following Jesus. And we can find that wisdom recorded in the Bible today. So let's take a look at what he wrote. In 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, this is what he says. This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. So we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. We are not practicing the truth. But if we are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all of our sin. So John didn't use words like sex or pornography or sexual integrity here. That's not specifically what he was talking about. But there are a lot of important truths that we can take from this wisdom that John gives us in this letter. And first off, John used light and darkness as symbols for us. He's not literally talking about light and darkness. He's using it as a symbol for us to learn something, saying that if we live in God's light and we follow God's ways, then we'll have open, we'll have honest, close relationships with each other and with him. See, God's light, it makes our relationships better. But on the other hand, when we keep things in the dark, see, then we aren't living like followers of God. We aren't experiencing God's best for us that he has in the light that's for us. So in other words, since God's light and sin are the complete opposite of each other, it creates separation from God when we're not living in the light and we're in that darkness. See, when we have secret habits that use sex outside of the way that God intended, then we can feel ashamed to share them even with God. Or maybe we don't want to stop our habit. And we know that if we ask God to help us, to step in, that we'll have to give it up. We'll have to quit. So we separate from God in those moments. We take ourselves as far away from God as we can. And those secrets that we keep, they move us from God's light. See, but here is the thing. Whether it's pornography, whether it's crossing the line with someone, whatever kind of secret it is that you're holding in, they don't just impact our relationship with God. It can cause separation and hurt in our current or in our future relationships that we have with other people. Take pornography as example. It shows sex just as this physical act. That's all it is. It doesn't show anything about the emotional and spiritual side that God designed it for. And when you see sex shown as just a physical act over and over and over again, it becomes easier to see people, God's creation, as just physical objects. And that's a problem. See, the reality is that we don't really care about honoring objects. We don't honor an object. An object is yours to do with what you want. See, but God created sex to be done in a way for both people to be connected, seen, and valued whenever you're married and one. In a way that views each other as people with real feelings and real emotions who deserve respect. See, this leads us also to talking about crossing that line with a significant other or with someone. And I know this may feel uncomfortable, but the whole idea of this, it may seem like a good idea at the time. In the moment, it may feel like this is a good idea, what we're about to do. But it can also lead to significant hurt to yourself and to the other person. It also absolutely devalues the emotional, the spiritual, and the special element of sex that God designed it for whenever you marry someone. It makes it something that is less significant, less special. It makes it the opposite of how God designed it. And that's a problem. These things, they also hurt our relationship with ourselves. They hurt our relationship with God. They hurt our relationship with other people and with ourselves, because it can make us feel ashamed, feel afraid, feel alone, guilty, isolated. It can change the way that we treat others and the way that we expect to be treated. It can change what we believe about who we are. It manipulates our minds and devalues what God created us to be. See, these things, they not only hurt our relationships, but it affects our sexual integrity too. And sexual integrity is choosing to respond to the sexual desires that we feel, we think about, or experience in a way that honors ourselves, honors others, and honors God. So asking a question of, does this honor other people, myself, and God, is the best way to approach any kind of sexual behaviors. So when it comes to pornography or sex before marriage or anything that crosses the line, the answer to that question is unequivocally no. It does not honor any of those things. Let's go back to John for some guidance here. He says later in chapter 1, if we claim that we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. So how do we, as followers of Christ, of his creation, how do we not feel that separation from God and others that's caused by secrets? Well, John says, confess. See, God cares about you. God cares about the things that you're keeping secret in your life. Not just because of how it affects your relationship with God, but because of how it affects your relationship with others and with yourself. And because of that, God wants you to confess the secrets that are causing separation in your life. See, when you do that, God is not angry with you. He doesn't wag his finger at you. He's not this angry God who sends a lightning bolt down on your head because you confess some crazy sin. See, God loves you and forgives you, because that's who God is. He's a loving, merciful, forgiving God. See, and this is one of the first things that we do as Christians when we choose to follow Jesus. If you know the gospel, it's that we confess our sins and our need for God, for a Savior, our need for him. And maybe for you, that's your very first step. Your very first step tonight is to realize and recognize your need for a Savior, to confess your need for a Savior. to confess that the way that you have been living, it isn't really working at all. It's realizing that there is a God who loves you right where you are, right now. No matter what you've done, no matter what secrets you're holding in right now, it's that God loves you. He loves you right where you're at in life, and he loves you way too much to leave you sitting there. See, confession is good, and confession is powerful. And more than that, confession is the very best way for us to bring secrets to the light. See, I know that confession feels like a really scary thing to think about. It feels like a really big deal to take big secrets in our lives and bring them to the light. But remember this whenever you feel that way, that confession is good and confession is powerful. It's the very first step to ending a habit in your life that's harmful to you, that's harmful to others, and to your relationship with God. And that's what makes it worth it. Because it might be a scary first step, but it ends the hurt and the harm that we're going to continue to cause ourselves and other people if we keep living in that darkness and that secret. So here are two steps that you can take toward confession. And the first one is talk to God. Talk to God. If you are struggling with some of these things that we've talked about tonight, or anything at all, any secret, if you're struggling, or you're curious about anything like that, talk to God about it. Ask God for help to bring it to the light, to have the boldness and the courage to do so. And maybe if you haven't struggled with anything that we've talked about tonight, you can still talk to God about how you can continue to choose sexual integrity in this part of your life too. You can ask him for help, for perseverance, to keep going. Talk to God. And the second one is talk to someone that you trust. See, talking to somebody you trust about your struggles, about your emotions, your questions, your fears, is a really, really good step. Talk to a parent or a trusted adult like your tribe group leader as a start. Because those people in your life, and I know for a fact that all of our leaders in this room, they want to support you as you trust them with bringing those secrets into the light. Remember that confession is good and confession is powerful. It has this way of bringing you closer to God and bringing you closer to others. And that's what we at Tribe want for every single one of you. We want you to grow closer to God each and every day, to take a step closer to him and to grow together as a community. So tonight I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to take one step toward confession. When we head back into worship, I want you to really, really focus during this time. As we play these songs, I know it becomes routine that we play two songs, we hear a message, we play two songs, and then we go back out there and we have a good time. And that's great, and I love it for you. That's why we do it. We provide this for a reason. But tonight, really focus during this time of worship on something that maybe you've been keeping secret. Start by talking to God about it, by praying, by really listening to the words of the songs that we're singing. Then maybe you find a tribe group leader, whether it's at the back of the room or later tonight after worship. And I totally understand. Like, I get it. If you don't want to do it in a way that everyone can see you doing that, because that's scary. It's a lot of people and you don't want them to assume anything. But know two things.
that no one here is going to judge you. This is a judgment-free zone. And you can't change if you don't talk about it. If you continue to keep it to yourself because you're scared of what someone else might think, you'll never change. So if you want to wait until you can talk to them with when other people aren't watching, you can find them after worship, or maybe you can text in the tribe. The only people who can see your texts are Pastor TiVo and myself, and I promise you that we're not going to go around sharing your business with other people. We want to help you and connect you with a tribe group leader so that they can help you. If you don't already have that number, you're confused about what texting a tribe means, it's as simple as texting tribe to 94,000, and that will get you connected with us, and then you can send your text message in. And like I said, only me and Pastor TiVo can see it, and we will make sure to get you the help that you need and provide you support. But your tribe group leader is a great place to start. You can speak up to them. And they're going to encourage you and pray for you. They're not going to judge you. And it might just be the beginning, the very beginning of a change in your life that is only for the better, starting this week, starting tonight. So as we head back into worship, I want you to think about this question. Is there something that you're struggling with that you need to confess to a trusted adult in your life? Think about that. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that you are a loving, a forgiving, a merciful God who loves us right where we are. And not only do you love us where we are, you want to take us with you. You don't want to leave us there in our pit, in our darkness. So I pray that tonight, that any darkness, any secrets, any feelings of I don't know if I want to bring this out into the light would just be erased. That we would have boldness, we would have courage to bring the things to the light that we need to so that we can grow closer to you, we can grow closer to others, and we won't damage relationships with each other, with ourselves, and with you most importantly. I pray that not only would you give us the courage, but you would give us boldness to say things that maybe we never thought we would say to anyone else before. Take away shame. Take away pride. Because we need to do that so we can be in relationship with you, that we can come to the light and live the life that you have designed for us. I pray that you'd be with each and every one of us tonight, that we could feel your love so immensely, and that we would learn to love each other the way that you love us. I pray this in your holy name. Amen.